Yo. We're good? You ready? What up? It's your boy, Bugsy Laveau.
What's going on? It's your big brother, Pizzo Bam Wham.
Man, we got a great episode today. Pizzo, how you feeling? How you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling good. I got $40 in my pocket. I just had a milkshake. I'm about to rob myself. God damn it, I'm feeling good today, man.
I'm about to rob myself.
You know it good. You got money left over after paying bills. You know you living.
We fresh off the heels of dropping that, of dropping two classic interviews, Susie and then Frank.
Best Frank Leonard interview in the world right now.
Best Susie interview ever, too.
Ever.
I think so.
Ever. 94.9 City Boys.
We 2 for 2 right now, man. We had a nice little run, nice little vibe. But yeah, you know, those two interviews that we had was very special.
Yeah, man.
They came and they, you know, they kind of interrupted our flow a little bit in a good way.
In a great way.
But before we shot those, we were talking about this hottest MCs list of 2018.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's important that we gotta, you know, get back to that.
Finish that off, cause shit got real after off air. It got real after that list. So yeah, it's only right that we come by and we finish that up.
All right, so just to refresh people, the pool that we had to choose from, I'm going to run down through it real quick. Mm-hmm. The pool that we were picking from is consists of Matt Black, Chris Daniels, Brendan Bennett, Eddie Rock, Yoko, Wonder, Nate Traveler, Soulja Creep, Armani Two Times, A.G. Lottie, Susie Soprano, D. Goodson, Busy Crook, Andre the Saint, Slight, and Pablo. And there's a few other names that were added on and taken away.
Yeah.
And we kind of, you know, me and Pizzo sat down and we brainstormed. And we kind of came up with the list already. But before we get on with the list, mm-hmm, we got to talk about some of the categories on what consists of, what is the criteria.
Because we can't make a list without having any type of standards.
Gotta have some type of guidelines,
some standards. So what were the criteria that we came up with?
One of them was consisted of social media, and from that we gauged engagement. You know, because a lot of people fake their social media, so we wanted to see the engagement between the fans, the people, and the artists.
And you gotta have real numbers. How else would you go? How else would you know what's going on without real numbers?
That takes us to our another criteria, which is numbers.
Numbers.
Now we're not talking about followers and social media numbers. Mm-hmm. We talking about like growth. Views, growth, like YouTube plays, Facebook mm-hmm. plays. You know, any type of thing where we can determine your fan base.
Yeah.
On a consistent level. Exactly. The third one, I think, I don't remember exactly what we called it, but it pretty much gauges like your off social media presence.
Yeah,
like,
what you doing in the streets? Is the same person that you is in your music? Are you authentic? What are you doing?
Nah, that's a different one. This one is how is your buzz translating into the real world?
Oh, yeah.
Off social media.
Like merchandise, like
just people fans talking about you in the city, just mm-hmm. you know, people wearing your merch, just hearing your name, hearing your music played in cars that pass by, certain shit like that.
Yeah, that's how we judge it.
Then the other one is also, like Pizzo said, authenticity. Mm-hmm. And Pizzo, explain why authenticity was important to you.
Because I hate when rappers lie to me, man. All right, so I'm going to keep it real. When I come to my favorite rappers, I don't even care about their music off real. I want to know are you a real dude? Can I see you in the street and I listen to your song and that's the same person I just met? I love that. So that's why authenticity is honestly the most important thing to me, because I can't rock with you if I don't feel like I don't rock with you as a person.
Now, to me personally, authenticity doesn't really matter as much. And the reason why is because throughout my years of dabbling in this industry, I realized 98% of these rappers lie. So I stopped.
But you don't
really
get disappointed by that, dog?
I stopped getting disappointed, bro. I just expect all
of
them to be
fake.
I believe
in these niggas and they just disappoint me, man. I feel like that's a stab in the back, man. I guess.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm not passionate about music, man.
I'm passionate too, but maybe I've just been jaded to the fact where I just feel like they all lie anyway.
You feel like that's what comes with the industry type of thing.
Exactly.
I get that. I ain't trying to accept that. Everybody should keep it real till they die. That's how I'm living.
No, I respect that. I respect that. Another category that we have is performance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, performance consists of, you know, how you rock a show. Because I feel like a good performer could make you a fan, mm-hmm. and a bad performer could break a fan, could lose a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's important, especially, you know, because nowadays a lot of artists, they don't really make money off of album sales. They make more money off of shows and touring. So I feel like it's important to have your performance game on point.
You ain't gonna make no money with a Buddha show. no money.
Exactly.
You might as well keep doing open mic nights if you ain't got no good stage performance. Real.
Shout out everybody doing open mic nights in Southwest Florida. This no, is no saying, shot. All
right, but you ready to get into it, dog?
Hold on. One more category we got is projects. Like
how many projects you dropped?
How many projects? How good were they?
Yes.
So now what we're going to do is like I said, me and Pizzo, we came up with the list already. We at least came up with the top five. Mm-hmm. No, top six.
Top six, yeah, we
top
did.
Top six. And then the rest, we're going to debate it. But top six, starting off number 10, Pizzo, do you want to start it off?
All right. Number 10, can I get a drum roll? What we going to do? Butter, 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 butter. All right. Number 10. I'm from the 239.
Yeah, we got Young
we
C
got
Stunner.
C Stunner on this bitch. Yeah, and what's crazy, man, C Stunner, he kind of came out the blue. And
I was going to say the same
But thing. That's so great, though. Like, you came out the blue and made an impact. Like, where you from? He probably legit a boy, too. What he is, like?
He looked young.
Probably like 18, 19.
You know what's crazy, though? He looked young, and I was thinking of this when I was going over his plays and his views and stuff. Mm-hmm. His Unleashed remix, she got like 18,000 views. 18,000.
But he did it right though. He got like all the Jetty Boys and Folk Mods that's like, you know what I'm saying, in their high school, and they all linked together. And they came up with a catchy track. Like,
yeah,
I listened
nice
to that
beat.
Bit, you know what I'm saying?
I like the song.
She's stunning on it a bit. Okay.
I like his image, man. Like, he got them like Steve Urkel glasses.
He got the glass. And he got the signature Folk Mods.
That's what I'm saying. He looked like he'll shoot you. You know what I'm saying? He got Steve Earle glasses, but he'll pistol whip you. You know what I'm saying? I respect that.
Nah, he might say, I don't know. He ain't gonna take it that far. We got other rappers that'll take it out though. But he'll force to be reckoned with.
Yeah,
on music too.
Exactly. I rock with it, man. And he seems like he got a way of capturing like the youth right now.
Yeah, he got that swag with it. He know what the youth want to listen to right now. You can hear by the beat selection and all that.
So number 10.
C
Stunner.
Okay. Number 9.
Number 9. I don't agree with number 9.
You don't agree with
but
it?
But me and Pizzo came to compromise. Yeah. So number 9 is Gonzo.
I agree with number 9.
Why you
shout
pick Gonzo?
Shout out Gonzo for one. All right. So I'm going to say, when I first met Gonzo, Gonzo probably getting 400 views, 300 views, 700 on a great month. You know what I'm saying? Okay. He was fucking with some lames, but now Gonzo, he in his bag. He came and got the bag. You know what I'm saying? Gonzo, he got by himself. And he came out the blue. And boom, he dropped the track with Baby Soldier. Boom, he dropped the whole mixtape. Gonzo, he went from 300 views to 4,000 views. You can't tell me that ain't no growth. Like, that is not an improvement. Like, that don't qualify you as one of the hottest to come out. Because that is a big jump. That's a couple thousand. That ain't just a couple hundred.
That, no, you're right. That is a big jump, right?
So he deserves.
So I'm looking at his videos. Mm-hmm. The record he got with Baby Soldier, Pressure, has 3,600 views. Okay. It dropped 2 months ago. But
he been previewing that track for so long. 2 months ago, that's like
right
December, though.
But let me get to my but.
Like
but voice. Ball Forever dropped a month later, and it only has 151 views. So that leads me to question, do these 3,000 views come from Young Gonzo or do they all come from Baby Soldier? I think they all come from Baby Soldier. But I cannot deny the fact that Young Gonzo's been grinding for a long time and he's gotten better.
But if they come from Baby Soldier, is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
Because it's his song.
You're right.
He went and got him. He went and got Baby Soldier to get on.
You're right. But what I'm saying is it don't translate from Baby Soldier's fan base to his fan base because the video that he dropped a month later, it only got 100 views. You know what I'm saying? Not to knock him, though. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it could have just been a bad drop. You never know.
Yeah, maybe he just couldn't pull out the whole... Because when he did Baby Soldier, he been previewing that song for like down there 3-4 months. You know what I'm saying? So he had that bit made in 2018.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a roll light. People was just more anticipating that
is
more
true.
So than, you know what I'm saying? Because not every artist come out with a whole game plan for every song.
That
sometimes
is true.
Sometimes they just drop shit to stay relevant.
Okay. Personally, I would have picked Junior Boy for number 9, but...
Nah, I feel like Junior should be up there higher than 9.
All right, well, let's get up there then. Right. Number 8.
Number 8.
Who we got number 8?
For number 8, I think number 8 is a good spot for him. I don't know if anybody else will agree.
Hold on, I thought we had number 8 as Brizzle.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So Brizzle's number 8?
Number 8 is a great spot for Brizzle. And I
agree
would say
with that.
I would say that because Brizzle is coming like A lot of people won't know Brizzle been rapping just as long as AG Lighter been rapping. Brizzle been rapping since SKJ, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like as of the past few years, he been getting his just deserve as far as like his share of the limelight.
Yeah.
Because it used to be just Otto Gang, Lighter, Steezy, SKJ, everybody will leave out Brizzle. But Brizzle came back this year and
Applying pressure.
Lil Baby feature. Boom. Hottest artist in, that's one of the hottest artists in the industry. Bruh, he got a feature with Lil Baby.
Do not forget, bro. He dropped Florida Shit with Baby Soulja.
And that bit did number with DJ Wynn.
22,000 views on YouTube right now.
Yeah. And that is a staple song in Florida for Florida. He did, bro. I can go. He did a song with E Pimp too. That bit. And he shot it with 20K visuals.
Yeah.
He did another song that he shot with Drew filmed it. That man working with every big round Florida putting his stamp. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I slept on Brizzle, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I slept on
and
Brizzle.
Those are some big ass moves to be sleeping on, dog. Like, those are industry standard features.
So, he got well, this one came out like a year ago, but I'm just documenting his growth.
Mm-hmm.
He got a record called Trap For Real with G1 the Don and King Sut. Came out like about a year ago.
That song was all right.
14,000 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Then he got a song, the record with E Pimp. 3,000 views.
Yeah.
And I see he gets a lot of interaction. He gets a lot of love. And he's pulling big names, like you said.
Yeah.
So, nah, he doing his thing, man. I agree with Brizzle being.
I feel like if we see him next year, he'll probably be higher on the list.
Probably, man. At the rate he's going, I feel like.
No,
at the rate he's going, I feel like he should definitely. He should for sure crack 50K. Because he's already on 20K. Yeah. He should crack 50K.
That's possible as hell.
And he should aim for 100K. Like,
they probably already did. They had a song. It was 2017. That's the only reason they ain't mention it. But he did a song with Lucci, which was the hottest thing in Florida for a while, called Dead That First.
But that was them as a group, right?
Yeah. But at the same time, it was just Lighty and it was Brizzle. It wasn't the whole group. So that can count as like one of the. But it was two years ago. So we ain't talking about that. But.
All right, so number 8 is Brizzle.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
Number 7, this is one of my personal favorite artists coming out of this area.
Yeah.
He's been doing his thing for a nice little minute, you know what I'm saying? Rojay LaRue. I got him at number 7. I feel like he's had a consistent presence online and offline. You know, I see his stuff getting shared all the time on social media. But I also see that he gets a lot of love off social media. Like, I was seeing that he had, like, a little documentary that he had shot back in his hometown.
You go to Arcadia, bro, they love that man, bro. That's what's crazy. I went to Arcadia one time. They had a car show.
Yeah.
He got on stage. Everybody gravitated towards him to get in and watch them. So, that was.
I feel like he's a star, bro. Like, he's like a natural born star. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And his music real good, man.
I don't disagree at all.
I like his music a lot, and he seems like he kind of pulls the right people. Like, he had Coley P on a record that dropped. Like, I ain't really like the I ain't really like the record, but still, Coley P's a good look.
It was actually Coley P vibe. I feel like that was a cool person to snatch, even though I don't see them mixing no more tracks. Like, I don't see them being features like back to back.
Yeah,
I feel like that was a good person to get for the track.
And one thing that I do like about Rojay is he moves around a lot, man. I seen he was out in Miami passing out his CDs and stuff like that. And, like, you know, he definitely has, like, a little movement going on with him. All the girls that I know like him, like, he doing his thing, man. He doing his thing. Rojay LaRue, number 7.
I like that.
Number 6, we got AG Lighty.
I feel like he gonna watch this bit and be like, damn, y'all boys ain't putting me number 1. But
nah.
I feel like, nah, bro, you good at number 6.
Number 6, that's not a bad number, though.
It's not a bad number at all. But I feel like, at first, I almost had him as number 1, but he got some more to do. Like, because he dropped 2 tapes last year, right? But the thing about the 2 tapes, though, they had more features than anything. I wanted to hear more of him because... Yeah. Honestly, I listen to the music, I listen to the tape, and I'm not getting into them features, but I like listening to his verses on them songs rather than hearing his songs than hearing the feature of people I don't know. I wanted more AG Lottie on that. So he just need to do more solo tracks.
He just dropped the tape, right?
He just dropped the tape, though. Fire as fuck.
What's the name of the tape?
It's called Cold October Nights. If you ain't listen to that bit, listen to it
right
now. That bit hard. But yeah, he had big features. He was on the same track with Brizzle. Yeah, had Lil Baby's feature on.
I feel like one thing about Lottie too is he gets a lot of offline love. Like he gets online love, but off like because he's a part of his
community though.
Yeah, like, yeah,
SKJ. Sure. If you from Fort Myers, you know Stella Captain Jeff Cott. That's 239 to forever. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he deserved that. Yeah. I feel like I definitely want to see him working on more. Like if he drop another tape, I would definitely want like more of him on that tape.
I
want to
see an AG Lottie like headline a performance next
type shit. Yeah, I would like that. I would like to see him headline the show.
Nah, number five. This is like one of my like favorite new rappers that I just found out from Fort Myers. Man,
yeah, he grew on me a lot.
Yeah, 5150 Sosa.
5150 Sosa.
Bro, I remember
you hear me, Jite?
Yeah.
You hear me, Jite?
Yeah. I fuck with Kid, man. I want Kid to win. But nah, apart from that, just so people know that I'm not playing favorites.
Nah, he not.
He got his views are up there, bro.
Up there, like, on every song.
And you were telling me that you remember seeing a growth.
Yeah, because, and that's what I be trying. Nah, I ain't even gonna lie, like I be telling y'all rappers to do this all the time. But for my homeboys, I be trying to tell them boys, stay consistent and it'll work for you, bro. It will really work for you because I remember when he was just coming out and he had his homeboy on RIP on Speedy. That was his name. Him and his dog was dropping a new track down there every week. Every week they got a new track ready on SoundCloud. They tagging everybody. Check out my chat. You hear me, Jite? And now you go back 2 years later, he got one of the most viewed Will Films videos.
Yeah.
He on that track with C-Stunner had one of the hardest verses on that bit. And he just been working consistently. Like
His numbers
real too. Right.
His numbers. You know why I know how his numbers are real is because they're consistent, bro. Like if you pull him up, you'll see one video got 50K views. Next one 14. Next one 20. Next one 12. Like they up there.
It's not all his social medias, his numbers and follower counts match. He ain't got 35,000 on one page and 60 followers on his Twitter.
Like, go to his Instagram, check the little video views, 1,000, 1,500, 1,300. Up there. So he doing his thing, man. I'm real excited to see what he got going on. I feel like I got put on to him towards the end of last year, but it just at least with me, it hit like a fucking flood storm, just boom, boom, boom. And it's crazy because I've been hearing about him like from back in the day. I just never really paid attention.
Yeah.
But
sounds like that too, but he stayed consistent.
He stayed consistent, man.
Made him a favorite.
And his music's good, man. Like I feel like he's able to tell stories. Like, you know, he got some records, man. He got some records. He just has to like maybe diversify a little bit. Mm-hmm. All his records are like very, very street oriented, which is a good start. But I feel like he'll learn that as he goes. But nah, I feel like, you know, outside of social media also, he has like a very strong presence.
Yeah, he does.
So
he's a part of his community too.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what he got in store for 2019. 2018 was very good to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now
Shout out
5150 Sosa. Number four.
Now this the part that we ain't.
Who you got? We for just stop right there.
We need to try to take it though. But number four, dog. I don't know. Lil Baby might be mad at me, but I'm gonna say Susie Soprano for number four.
I'm not mad at that, man. I'm not mad at that. You know,
she might be mad at that. She might want to be mad at that.
Number four is a great number, bro.
I don't know. She worked hard though.
She do.
Why? I kind of feel iffy putting that four, but I feel like that's a straight starting point.
To me, man, I feel like, I don't know,
she
bro.
Worked
like,
hard,
she
dog.
Worked hard, bro. But for four, for number four, I got Brendan Bennett, bro. Like,
you got Brendan Bennett.
I got Brendan Bennett,
would
man.
Would you take Brendan Bennett over Susie Soprano for number four?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'd rather have Brendan Bennett instead
of
Susie.
Why would you take him
and
over
let me
Susie?
Explain why. Yeah. Now, Susie had a great year.
Yeah.
She had She signed a deal with Trina.
Yeah.
What was the name of the record she had before that?
Before. Oh, yeah, she did sign a deal before that. Oh, I don't know.
No, not the deal. She had a song.
Well, I got that.
Walk.
When I walk, you know, that, freeze.
Yeah, that was a good record.
She had that been in rotation on what? 98.5 for the
how,
longest.
I found out about the record because I kept seeing like people sharing it and shit like that. But I feel like Brendan, man, like if you check his streams, you check his plays, he had his plays up there. Not only that, but he had a sold out show in Chicago, which is big for a Florida artist. Like,
yeah, but did he sell out a show in Florida?
Nah, he ain't sold out. But that don't matter though. Like, he still sold out a show. Period.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good
Yeah, you
look.
Definitely can't take that.
Yeah, you can't
take that from
take that away from right. him. Right. Actually, but now that I yeah, nah. I don't know, because they're close, bro. I feel like Susie and Brendan, like, right there. Mm-hmm. I feel like Brendan has, like, you know, some things that Brendan has, Susie's lacking, but then some things that Susie has, numbers-wise, or just, you know, what yeah. she got going on, kind of Brendan's lacking. So it's kind of hard.
But you would say, like, Brendan overall has, like, more numbers than Susie. That's what
he has way,
at.
Yeah, he has
That's
way more numbers than Susie. Yeah.
What would Susie be winning at?
I feel like she got more, like, hometown support in a way.
And they from the same spot, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about like here. At least,
yeah. But I'm saying, so like,
they both from Naples.
So why wouldn't they have like the same? They wouldn't come out before. Like, why wouldn't they have the same hometown support?
I don't know. I think Brendan don't really care about. I think Brendan's, you know, and I can't speak for him, but I think he's more worried about like getting a deal first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to, you know, it's two different ways of building.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, they.
I gotta go on record and say Brendan has some great music, dog. It's just,
yeah, he has some good music, bro.
I just don't know him as far as like a person, so I can't give him my biggest voucher. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he does have some great music, and well, I take him over Susie at number four. Like, if I was, I don't know if I see myself taking Susie completely off the list and replacing her with Brendan. I don't know if Fort Myers would see me taking Susie off the list and replacing her with Brendan. That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
If you could throw me another tidbit, that'll make me convinced, but I don't know just yet. Brendan up there, though, like numbers, but I feel like numbers is all he bringing to the table.
You're right about
like,
that.
If he bringing something more than numbers, then number four, off rip. You
performances?
Know performances, but Susie did more performances than Brendan, I feel like.
How many did she do last year?
I mean, how long has she been rapping, though?
I'm talking about last year.
Oh, but last year, though, she did Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
She did, what was the show for PBG?
She did. I know what you're talking about. The one in
yeah, that was Naples? A big, she had a big bag. It was a big birthday bash there. And she was one of the, I don't know if she was headlining or not, but she was doing it there. She had, matter of fact, she had like three shows here last year and then one on Love & Hip Hop. So that's four I know of.
Yeah.
How many shows did Brendan have last year?
Probably five. I remember he performed at like Old Soul.
Then I remember saying that.
I remember he performed at Dog Tooth a few times, like two times. Then he had his headliner show there.
I want to be like what they paid, but I don't even know if Susie got paid for her show. So I think
Nah, I mean,
I don't know, man. I might put Brendan there. If you put that okay, then Brendan on there. But it's still iffy a little bit. But if you want to override that, we can override that.
Now, we can keep both of them at number four. They tied. We can say they tied. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go better.
Because I can't knock Susie down either because she had a great year.
You know what I'm saying?
Number three, who you got?
Number three, I got.
This is the top three. Top three hottest in Southwest Florida of 2018 who had a great year in Southwest Florida.
I'm stepping on toes and no one care because I'm vouching for my number three. I like Lil Burnham for number three.
I have no idea who that is. I'm keeping
real. And I know why you don't know, but I feel like I know why you don't know who he is, but if that wasn't a factor, you would know who he is.
What do you mean, what you know, because I don't know?
You don't know who he is because he had legal troubles. But
so he was locked up most of last year?
Like, most of last year, but this is the thing what made me step up with him, though. Because even though he was having these legal troubles, like locked up, house arrest, blah, 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 he still dropped the tape, Shooting for the Stars. That bill was like, one of the most, and he ain't go count. That one, and I don't even say count, but Big Mammy said that was one of the most heartfelt tapes I heard coming out of the city in a while. He had this song called Backbone that he was talking about his girl. Like, he was talking about his whole transition through like prison and all that, and how his girl felt through it. And I really felt that song. So that tape, it was like one of the most solid tapes that came out last year. And then he went on the house arrest, so he wasn't able to move a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, boom. He got a couple months to get off house arrest, and he just sitting in the car. He dropped a video, like, just prefacing new music that he about to go record.
Yeah.
And that bit did 25,000 views in one day, like, on his Facebook. Like,
yeah.
That's how much. So when I seen that, I was like, not only A, that was a great-ass song that you just previewed, but B, like, you got so
people
much attention, and people actually F with you. And then what's crazy, so boom, I see that. He get off house arrest in December. Boom. He got the biggest show to hit, like, it wasn't in the city, but it was one of the biggest shows in Florida.
Really?
Like, the City Girls and Mike Smith, he already out there opening up for them, like, as soon as he get off of house arrest. So I feel like he could have been on go. He just couldn't be on go because of his legal troubles. So I feel like this year, he really going up. And
right. Yeah, I'm checking here. I seen Rex shot one of his videos. I think I seen his video before.
Yeah, Rex shot one of his videos. That was the Inside the Mattress remix.
Yeah.
Rex did that, and that bit was clean. If you listen to it, he said some shit on that, too.
All right. Number three.
Who you got for number three?
Busy Crook.
What
you gonna say? Like, what you gonna say? He had a phenomenal 2018, bro. Independent, dropped one of the best projects. Had a crazy rollout. Had a fire listening session.
Yeah,
I mean, you shows
late,
from here to Miami.
You so late. Cause I gotta drop Lil Burnham. Cause man, you gonna pull out Busy? Yeah, I gotta trade. But don't get me wrong, I'm still in Lil Burnham cover like 100%, but you can't compare with Busy Crook right now.
Yeah, man, Busy Crook had it, you know. Listen, man, he to me,
I
right?
I agree with you on that.
Listen, Busy always been like my homeboy, but I was never like a fan of his music. Mm-hmm. But then last year I became like a fan, like just hearing his story and just listening to the records and the stories he told in the records and just seeing how the whole, like his whole team just like, how they took care of the rollout of the project, like,
which was amazing,
and with the merch and the shows and everything, like he had going on from shows from here to Miami.
It taught my shit how good it was. Man.
That
was so good.
Yeah, man. I feel like, you know, you gotta be Busy Crook, man.
I agree with you on that. I would not debate you, dog.
Who you got for number two?
Number two. I'm stepping on some more toes with this one.
Go ahead.
I gotta say, City Boy Flournoy.
Who is, say it again?
City Boy Flournoy. City Boy Flournoy.
Dog.
City Boy Flournoy.
I don't know who you be, I don't know where you be finding
these
people.
I'm in the streets, dog. I'm in the city.
That's cool.
But, bro, all right. We're talking about.
Tell me about
hottest, right?
Yeah.
When you become the hottest, you had to be cold at a point in time.
Yeah.
Become the hottest. He came out the blue to me, and this man did 15 shows last year.
Where did he do these shows? Like,
he
where
did
these
bruh.
Shows at?
All right, and when Folk Myers watch this, I want y'all to comment all the shows that y'all seen City Boy Flow and all that. But I know he did like Folk in the City, which was at the Coliseum in Vegas, which was it was either Vegas or Fly Lounge at the time. He did them there, and then boom, he went on the road to. Matter of fact, I think this nigga went on tour, man. I think he went on tour, like, as a local artist. And he went to North Carolina, back to back. I know for a fact he did, like, 4 or 5 shows out there. And he did, like, 2 in South Carolina. And he got flyers and footage for, like, all of it, for, like, proof or whatever, if you want to go fact check me.
Okay. But that's what I'm only doing person, right now. I'm looking him up right now.
He the only person on this list that did that many shows. I don't even think Busy Crook did 15 shows last year.
I don't think so.
So I feel like he deserved to be up there.
What's his buzz like, though? What's his buzz like in the city?
I feel
because I ain't hear his name, bro. Like,
hear his name because it's coming, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that bitch just started coming, like, the end of 2017 is when I first started hearing.
Okay.
Oh, City Boy Flournoy. And then all of 2018, boom, I see him on the flyer. Boom, I see him on the flyer.
So he working, all right.
So I feel like people wouldn't want him at a show if he ain't got, like, nothing to offer, you know what I'm saying?
You right.
So that's why. And I feel like people should check for him. I had my big homie, he actually corrected me because he really what made me check for him even more to see if I was, like, sleeping. My big homie was like, your list missing a lot of people. So I went and did my double checking around Folk Myers to see, was I sleeping? And I feel like that was probably the only person I was actually sleeping on. So y'all should get familiar with City Boy Flournoy.
All right. Okay. This is who I got for number two.
Who you got?
I got Matt Black for number two.
I don't know Matt Black. Nah, it's my turn. I don't know that guy. I heard him through you, bro, but I don't know that guy. I don't know his music. He ain't in the city like them boys in the city.
No, you're right. He's not in the city because he in L.A. all the time.
Oh, big flex.
Light flex. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a little. You know what I'm saying? He got to rap my dog a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He got these labels.
All right.
He got his video for Winnebago, which was his lead single for his EP.
Oh, I flexed. I seen that.
343,000 views.
I flexed.
All real.
All that back. I know all who Matt Black
real. Is. Listen,
that,
man.
That video was hard. Who that was? That was Alex.
Alex.
Alex
yeah,
had,
yeah, yeah.
He isn't that bit wild.
Yeah, man. All
that was
boys.
One of the greatest videos to drop in 2018.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this guy, man.
This man want to pull up like stars. I'm trying to vote in the city. You
he's still in the city
stars.
Though. I just ran into him like a few weeks ago. He's
wait,
still,
in LA, man?
He was just out here. I ain't gonna say where, but he was out here. But nah, man, the kid, man, he had a phenomenal 2018.
But I don't really know that project though. What else he did?
That's it. That's all that came out. That came out
numbers though.
Yeah, no, that did numbers, but even then, that project came out like in the middle of 2018. Like, so they still working it. That song, they still working that as a single. So yeah, I mean that's really it. Honestly, he had a show in the beginning of 2018 in Naples, and I went to the show, and man, I covered it, and yo, they performed like in a little warehouse, man. It was like a little, damn, it looked like a garage.
I went with you.
Oh, yeah, you went with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I seen that.
Exactly. So yeah. The crowd was reacting. Like, you know, he got a...
Damn,
he got
why is this flash like that? I can't even remember, bro. I'm sorry. I remember the headlights, you know.
But, he has a good online presence. You know, he gets a lot of love online, but he also gets a lot of love outside of it. Maybe not so much in Fort Myers, but he gets,
Naples.
And in Naples, he gets a lot of love, man. Okay. So
Naples supportive as fuck. Like,
Naples is very
people.
Supportive. Yeah.
I love y'all Naples. Whatever. Yeah.
But nah, I got Matt Black number two, man. He had a great year. I feel like 2019 is gonna be bigger for him. He has his own sound, man. I don't even know if I could put him in hip hop, because I mean he is hip hop. His whole swag's hip hop.
Yeah.
The way his shit vibe is hip hop, but he got like a little punk rock side to him too. All
right.
That I feel like he could definitely tap
what,
into.
Like a Uzi or nah?
Nah, not like a Uzi. More like a Post Malone. Well, not even, he can't really sing like that, but. It's kind of like,
when you say rock, you mean like real rock, not like what these rappers be talking about.
Nah, like, nah, not rock. Like Travis. Yeah. We kind of like Travis Scott, but you know.
Okay.
So that's my number two.
Okay.
Number one, bro.
I
think we both agreed on number one.
I feel
one.
Like if we don't agree on number one, bro, you ain't my dog for real.
We do agree on number
if
one.
If we don't agree on number one, though, you ain't my dog for real, bro. All right. On three, we going to say it. One, two, three.
Soulja Creep.
Okay. Buzz is my dog. That's my dog. Okay.
Dog, undeniable, bro.
Undeniable. Soulja Creep, number one in 2018. Oh, man. The biggest thing he did, he beat a RICO charge. How many people you know beating a RICO charge?
Not 6ix9ine.
Nah,
he beat a RICO, man. But we not. I don't even want to get into that side.
But he linked up. But, bro, this man linked up with almost every mover and shaker in Florida. Like, just like that. And I'm like, dang, bro, you right across the street from me. How you did all this?
Yeah.
This man linked up with YNW Melly. He linked up with Cola P. He linked up with Kodak Black. He linked up with Baby Soulja.
He did an interview on DJ Smalls.
Like, we still got people waiting to get on DJ Smalls just to incriminate themselves. But
yeah, I'm not a big DJ Smalls fan.
But he got on DJ Smalls. And he told us, he gave one of the greatest interviews that DJ Smalls has on his channel.
I agree.
I swore he did. The greatest interview that DJ Smalls has on his channel. You don't believe me, go watch it. And each single he got did over 5,000. We're gonna put it at that. It's probably more than that.
Talking about the interview?
Nah, each single he did, song he dropped. He got the streets. Over 5,000.
And he got online buzz.
Bro, when he came out with that KOS, man, everybody in Fort Myers had a KOS t-shirt. If you ain't have a KOS t-shirt, then you probably was his ops or something. Everybody had a KOS t-shirt.
And hold up. The DJ Smalls interview has 40,000 views.
40,000 views.
In the interview.
An interview. People actually care what he has to say, bro. Like, that is influence. That's status. That's the hottest 2018. If you pull up,
look, let me show, let
pull
me,
up
let
his songs without features. Like, look, they got big numbers. Dog.
Fat Trail got an interview here.
Mm-hmm.
That got 46,000 views.
Fat Trail
signed to MMG.
Soulja
Creep is like on his heels. Soulja Creep got 39.
Soulja Creep signed to Fort Myers.
Signed to Fort Myers.
He got 40,000. Stop playing with
me. And the only reason, I feel like the only reason Soulja Creep can't really, ain't really do a show in Fort Myers because he can't. Because they was going to do the shit out at the cave.
He really can't.
And then the police shut it down.
Bruh, like, that, all right. People have opposite of the streets. Like, they might have somebody on the next street that don't like him. But this man got the police department that don't like him. And that's what's crazy. So, I feel like he couldn't really do nothing in Fort Myers. But the fact that he still made as much of an impact that he did, man, yeah, you can't deny that. You can't deny that at all.
He got jammed up again, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's not out, right?
He's not out right now. And that's the only problem. If he was able to stay free, man, bro, he'll be a huge problem. And like, I don't know, but that's another story for another time. But definitely number one.
Freestyle he did to ZZ got 62,000 views.
And they got like 20,000 of them in the first week.
Yeah. Nah, man.
And that Vultures Cry, that bit was so hard.
I think it's undeniable, man. I think people can't really, you know, you can't. If you're going to say 4 miles, you got to bring up Soulja Creep, man, one way or another.
Ain't nobody putting that pain in their music like he is, bro. I feel like that's another reason why 4 miles, like, really gravitates on him, because they can feel every bar that he said. Yeah. He might say a bar like, walking down the street, but the way he said it, you felt him walking down the street.
You felt like you was walking with him.
I just seen him walking down the street. That's what's crazy. Like, if you can make somebody feel your music the way he does, man, you'll be on to something, too. All right, for real.
All right, man, that wraps up our list. To all the artists that ain't make the list, I want y'all to know, listen, man, don't get upset.
Yeah, because we had a criteria to follow, man. It's like, it was so many times I switched my list up, but I really wanted to clue a lot of people, man. But
listen, man, you ain't put up the numbers.
You ain't put in no numbers,
don't blame us.
No work. You got to work harder,
work
baby.
A little bit harder. Work a little bit smarter. Yeah, work a little bit smarter. But that don't mean tag everybody. You know what I'm saying? Don't be tagged.
Yeah, that's what we mean by work smarter. Like, that ain't... It ain't working for you. If you're still tagging people 4 years later and you still getting 20 likes, start doing that, man. But this ain't no diss to none of these rappers. We really hope this is motivation because we was in your spot a couple years ago. We just radio guys now. And
I don't want nobody making no videos against Pizzo talking about all the songs they wrote, showing us their notebooks.
Yeah. Because it happened. I think it's weird,
dog. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Don't worry about it. All right, man, it's wrapping up. Boy, Bugs Laveau.
Pizzo Bam. Wham.
Hey, real quick, don't forget to please download the app. Listen to the show live on the app. Just type in 94.9 The City on the your app search.
On your app. On the app website. Search app
on the website.
www.949thecity.
Like the 94.9 The City page on Facebook. Follow it on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Leave all your comments. If it's hate comments, it's getting blocked, denied.
Because we ain't on that.
We ain't on that.
Leaving our old hoes in 2018.
Already left, bro. Already left.
Bingo.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
We out.